on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Looking forward to this midweek meeting at Ballarat today. Dean Lester, the best in the business, is here to look at the Ballarat card. Dino, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
What do you make of today's meeting? We're on a soft track. We're about to have a chat to the track manager, but there's a few nice horses going around today.
Yeah, there's some progressive horses. There's no absolute standout at the meeting as such, but I think horses that'll filter through to the, at least the good restricted class races maybe in Cup Week, and probably all-important sort of weather update on how the track's going to play, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, let's have a chat to Dylan O'Neill, who is the Ballarat track manager. Good morning, Dylan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
No surprise that we're on a soft track today. When we saw the social media pictures of the snow falling at Ballarat just a couple of days ago, how's the weather today?
Typical Ballarat day today. We've just had some light drizzle and fairly windy conditions here this morning. So when we got up, there was clear skies, but yeah, it sort of just rolled in and it was a miserable day.
So what's the track currently rated at, and do you think there'll be any deterioration throughout the day?
Look, the track was probably between the 6 and 7 range this morning, so we went with the 7 knowing that there was a few showers around. If this keeps up, then there's probably no doubt that we might get a downgrade at some stage, sort of a heavy clay soil here, so it doesn't take much to make it feel a bit softer. So, the Penno this morning was 5.97, and, yeah, it's top 7.
OK, and the rail's out 4 from the 16 to the 8, and out 8 for the remainder. So, with this wet surface today, do you expect them to be getting off the fence and coming down the outside? How do you think it'll play?
They could do. The rail's out about as far as it can go, so there's not a lot of room to get to the outside of the track, but... depending on the wind conditions, really, on how the track plays, it doesn't usually come from the northwest, so that'll be sort of blowing across them in the straight and a headwind down the as they come to the straight down the side. So.
All right. Well, thank you for that information today, Dylan, and fingers crossed we don't get that much rain throughout the day.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
Dylan O'Neill, the track manager there at Ballarat. So, Dean, after hearing that, what's it make you think about how the track will be playing today?
Oh, look, luckily they're not huge fields, Michael, but, and most of the racing at Ballarat in recent times has been on the synthetic, so there hasn't been a lot of wear. So hopefully, they'll probably edge off as it wears out a little bit through the day, but as I said, not huge fields, which is a bit of a bonus.
Well, let's have a chat to Shay Eden, because he could have one of the good things of the day, who was unbelievable on debut, winning at Wodonga. Good morning, Shay. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Michael. Morning, Dean.
Gee, the stable's going really well at the moment. You'd be happy with how things are going. And this was another one of these highly touted youngsters that you took to the track and absolutely obliterated them on debut. How's he come through that run?
Yeah, look, he's come through the run super. I couldn't be happier with him. And, we haven't had to do a lot with him. We're stepping up from 1,100 to 1,200. So, it's not often, I can say that, a horse has taken nice improvement and just had a trouble-free 10 days or so heading into his next run. I couldn't be happy with him, to be honest.
That was on a good track. I know he's trialled on a heavy track. If we get into the heavy range by the time he runs race number 6, how do you think he'll handle it?
No, I think he'll love it. He'll get through it, no problem at all. He's been prepared at Cranbourne. We know he's a 4-year-old. He's had plenty of trials and plenty of gallops on the heavy track there at Cranbourne. And, he's shown me given me no reason to suggest he won't like it. If anything, I think he'll relish it.
And he's taken natural improvement from that first win?
Yeah, look, he wasn't screwed down, at Wodonga, but, we haven't had to do a lot with him. As I said, we're only stepping up 100 metres, and, he's a fairly straightforward horse, so just one would think he'd take natural fitness from his first run, and, a bigger track, I think, suits. He's drawn a nice gate, begins well. Ben should be able to put him wherever he wants to have him today, and... it was always when he won his maiden. I saw this race And I targeted it straight away because I just thought the class and the big track of Ballarat would suit him.
You expect him to go back to back?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Like that confidence. What about your other runner in the day? And I remember talking to you one day at the picnics, and this was a horse that you tipped us to run an ice race at Flemington that day, and it certainly did. Polacano, or how do we say it? Polanco. And
Polanco.
Since then, has he lost his way, or has he had a few issues?
No, look, he's probably, unfortunately, he's a horse that always seems to get the raw end of the barrier draw. But, you know, with the scratchings, he comes into a nice gate today. He does take a couple of runs to, you know, get to his peak fitness. And, you know, today I think he can run a nice race. He is up in the weights a little bit. We've got, you know, Madison Lloyd on board claiming, and she's in great form. So, look, no, I think he's a really good each-way chance today.
Well, he's around about $9. Could be a good day today, Shay. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Shay Eden joining us there. Be interesting to get Dino's thoughts on his short price favourite, the shorty of the day, when we get to race number six. But the first race is a maiden over 1,600 metres. We take out one, which is number three, Sir Peter. And the favourite here is Crackerjack Prince at $2.60. Redwood Shadow is at $3.10, a good push from Mick Kent Jr. with me a little earlier. And then we go down to $4.80 for Villanucius, and then $6.50 for Let Him Rip. Now, Crackerjack Prince is the favourite. Archie Alexander was on with the Brekkie boys this morning. This is what he had to say about the favourite.
Yeah, really good run. He's been a real sleeper. He hasn't shown much in two trials and track work. He's just a nice horse. It's got a good action, lovely demeanour, really nice character, and he's just been a real slow burner, and he's definitely caught us by surprise. But it's a huge run, very happy, and come to the race very well, and the extra distance won't be a bad thing at all. So really looking forward to him go around. I think the Mick Kent horse goes pretty well, that probably deserves a bit of respect. But apart from that, we're really happy with him, and we think he's a nice horse.
It's a pretty good push from Archie Alexander there, Dean. And these two favourite runners, they certainly were eye-catchers on debut.
They were, Michael. I thought Redwood Shadow was tremendous on debut. I thought the way he hit the line behind his stablemate, who's a good horse in Camborne, and didn't have the smoothest of runs into the race. I thought his effort was just outstanding, and up to 1600 is going to suit. But in saying that, Crackerjack Prince, as you mentioned, his debut run was good. He was big odds there, and form out of the race has been okay from behind him, so I think he'll run well. I wouldn't be selling number five Let Him Rip short either. Ran sixth on debut, but covered a lot of ground in the run, and that was on soft ground, and now gets blinkers first time. I think very competitive. And number nine, I've been trying to pronounce this all morning, Valenculus, I think.
You've done better than ran, me.
Yeah, it ran quite well on debut, and that form is really strong. A lot of those horses, obviously, Pensado and co. went through to the Oaks trial. So, again, another one that with nice ability. So I think this is a maiden that we'll take a bit of notice of, and those four are the main chances, 7, 4, 5, and 9.
7, 4, 5, and 9, a nice maiden of some depth there. Race number two, another maiden over 1,400. They all go around here, and Mike Moroney's got the favourite here. Lady in the Sky, first up, currently around about $4.80. It's an open race. Captain Canuck is equal favourite, actually, at $4.80. And then we go down to Kentucky Dream at $5, and Asvenor at $6. Do you see it as open as the market is here, Dean?
Yeah, certainly not as keen on this maiden as the first race, Michael, but we might get a bit of a guide here with, obviously, Redwood Shadow in race one ran well behind Camborne, and Captain Canuck wasn't bad in the same race. Didn't get a lot of room at one stage of the race and was just even to the line, but better for that run, and just might be an improver, but without any great confidence. First starter here, Jaffa Stock, covered a lot of ground in a recent jump out at Cranbourne, and that's usually a good guide if they keep going after covering ground in those jump outs, that they're, you know, ready to go. And I thought 1,400 would probably suit this horse off a good draw. Four, Lady in the Sky. It's got reasonable race form, and her recent jump outs have been okay. You'd just be hoping that she's probably a better race day horse than a trial horse off what she's been doing. and 6 Aznavour I thought was okay in a recent jump out as well at Burrumbeet. But yeah, not a lot would surprise me here, Michael. There's not a standout, and there's a few that have trialled fairly. So 7, 8, 4, and 6.
7, 8, 4, and 6 in a tough race. Number 2, race number 3, over 1,200 metres. We can take out number 2, Direction. Zalifi is the favourite here. Damien Lane for Chris Waller. And it's into even money now. It's been well supported after the scratching into $2. La Masa, Michelle Payne, first up today is at $6. Uniquely is at $6. And then we're down to Merva at $7. So the market's got this Chris Waller favourite pretty tight here, Dean. Have you marked it around that even money price?
I think it's short enough, Michael, because, again, we ramp up the quality here. This is a nice maiden, but Zelify was just terrific on first run in Victoria at Geelong behind Tarcoola Diva. Hit the line running, ran the second best 800, 600 of the day, third best 400 and the best 200 of the whole meeting. So really smashed through the line, and it was a good run. Slightly longer trip suits Damien Lane to ride. I'll go with Herbert. I'd be having a saver on the first starter here in Merva. I think wasn't really tested in a recent jump out, but looks well educated, looks ready to go, and the blinker's going on for its debut. 5, La Masa, as you mentioned, for Michelle Payne. Ran very well on debut at Wangaratta last preparation. That Toys on Fire form was quite good at the time, and a recent jump out looked okay. And number 10, Uniquely, who showed up for a fair way first up at Geelong. That was 1,300. That's the Miss Guggenheim maiden. And back to 1,200 on the home track, probably rolling forward and giving a sight. So another good maiden, but 11 is the one to beat. But I would be thinking 7's worth having a little saver on at least. 11, 7, 5 and 10.
11, 7, 5 and 10 in race number 3. Race number 4, we've got all of them going around here once again. It's a maiden over 1,200 metres. And we've got a first starter from the Kev Corson stable here. He's a tongue twister here. I'm going to get your thoughts on how you pronounce this one here, Dino. Miratewa?
I'm going with Miratewa. Yeah, that's what I was going with.
All right. Miratewa. Michael Rodd, first starter at 350. Beth Page, 390. And Shootin' Runs at 480. What has this first starter favourite shown you at the jump outs, Dean?
Speed. Got nice speed, got nice ability. It's done it on 2 occasions in recent weeks, so it's ready to go. I'm going to go with one of the race brigade, but I think the first starters are the main dangers. I'm going to go with Beth Page, who resumes and has placed at 5 of her 9 runs. And I thought her recent jump out at Casterton was probably as good as I've seen her go. So she might be in for a handy campaign. And if that's the case, with race experience on her side, can run well. But as mentioned, the first starters, Miratewa, trialled very well at Cranbourne. 11, Murchison. Wasn't a trial that probably jumped off the page, but it was just starting to make ground. It had to get stopped in the tracks and then got going again at Burrumbeet recently. I thought it trialled quite well, and I'd be thinking it's got a chance. And 9, Irish Impact. Massive odds here. It's had 3 jump outs. The first 2 I thought were fairly common, and then Tony Noonan put the blinkers on this horse recently, and I thought he trialled a lot better, and he might be one at least for the multiples to include. 4, 10, 11 and 9.
4, 10, 11 and 9, an Irish Impact, a colt by Real Impact, is at $23 and $5 a place. So nice little value selection each way there. 4 races down at Ballarat. We'll take a break. Come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are looking at Ballarat up to race number 5, the first leg of the quaddie, a benchmark 64 over the 1,000. We can take out 2 and 8, leaving only a smallish field. He Can Star, who certainly loves the wet if it gets into those heavy conditions, is the favourite at 340. 374 deploys alone. Heavenly Bridges is at 420. Mistake at 650. Dino, smallish field, but the longest priced runner is given at $11. It's a very open start to the quaddie.
It is, Michael, although I think there's a bit of a divide here. I think there's 4 probable chances, and I'm going to go with Mistake here first up for George Osborne. I think this horse has jumped out well. He's won 2 of his 3 races fresh. He handles all conditions, so I don't think if the rain comes, that's any great disadvantage to him, and I think he's got a very good hope to beat 1 He Can Star, who is just a good consistent horse. He's back to 64 grade here and can run well. Seven Deploys Alone and Six Heavenly Bridges do their racing basically exclusively at this distance. They've got speed and certainly competitive enough in this grade. But I thought Mistake would run well fresh. 3-1, 7-6.
3-1, 7-6. In race number six, we've got the short price favourite, Shay Eden. Very confident. Take out 7 and 8. And Housay's at $1.90 after its demolition job on debut. Zorro's Dream's not a bad horse, so it's the second favourite at $3.40. Singing Sword at $4.40. No Restriction at $6. Odds on. Are you happy to play at that price, Dean?
I think you'll probably win, Michael. But, gee, this is a good race. There's three really nice horses in this race, and Husay was just dynamic at Wodonga. He trialled well and never really been let off the bit to see what was under the motor. And gee, it was pretty impressive when he really let rip. Won by 7 lengths. He's a very nice horse, and I'm with him. But I think Singing Sword has to be given a lot of respect. She's had 2 runs back from over a year off. Her first up run was very good to Melbourne Storm in a good maiden, and then at Echuca last start, she won by 4 lengths, ran really good time. And then you look back at her wet track form last year, second to I Am Eloquent, who won a Jim Maloney Stakes, second to Barbie's Fox, a multiple city performer, and third to Acting, a winner of the 1,000 Guineas Prelude. So she's got really good soft track form as well. So she's the danger. And Zorro's Dream's bursting to win a race. He just runs into two really nice horses here. So he's third pick. Put all three in the quaddie for mine, and then 6 No Restriction next best. But a really good class one. 1, 4, 2, and 6.
1, 4, 2, and 6. Race number 7 is a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. Take out 2 Bacchus. Favourite here is number 7, Steamboat Rock at $2.30. Bet Red, the stablemate, at $5. Then we go down to $6, the remainder, and Better. And Mick Kent Jr. was pretty buoyant about the chances of Steamboat Rock today at $2.30, Dean.
Yeah, I think he should be too, Michael. It's well worth going onto .com and watching the replay of his first up run. He should have won, and won easily, at Geelong. Behind the stablemate Night Guy, he just went for a run that didn't appear. He went virtually back to last, and then the last 100 metres he just roared through the line. He's got soft 7 and heavy 8 form. He's got Damien Oliver, and I think he'll win. Bet Red, the stablemate, he's a really honest horse, and he'll run well again. I just don't think he's quite as good as Steamboat Rock. And 12, Mayor Nebula, was good run first up. That was behind Mozzie Monster at Bendigo, and that was probably the best that Mozzie Monster was going. Her form's tapered a bit since, but I think she ran into her when she was absolutely at her best. Put her in for third. She's a nice mare for Godolphin. And then a bit of a gap to Wild Vitality, who's a really honest horse, loves the soft ground, just runs into some handy types here. 7, 5, 12 and 8.
7, 5, 12 and 8. Sounds like the best of the day in the third leg of the quaddie. Race number 8, the last leg. Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. have the favourite here as well. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,400. Take out 9 and 13. Zendi, $3.70. Cassius, $6. Sanctimonious is also $6. And then we're down to Brilliant Concept at $6.50. Do we need to come home with a few in the last, or do we trim this down as well?
We're going wide here, Michael. I'm going with one outside of the market there in 11 Mega Mia. She's just a good, honest mare for Dita Clark, and I think she'll run very well here. 1,400 is probably her upper limit, but she gets through the ground. She tries hard. I think she's got a good hope from 11 Indian Thunder. Would like to probably better push from Paul Prisco when you spoke to him earlier, but I thought his run last start was okay, and this is a very suitable grade of race for him. He gets a senior rider. 8 Sanctimonious was okay first up off a long spell. And 5 Hino Apilio, first run for Patrick Payne, New Zealand galloper. Thought his jump outs have been okay and he might have a chance, but I will be loading up that last leg of the quaddie. 11, 4, 8 and 5.
11, 4, 8 and 5. Where is the best, the second last by the sound of it, and how do we play the day?
Yeah, the best is the is race 7, number 7, Steamboat Rock. The best value is the last, race 8, number 11, in open race, but I think Mega Mia represents a bit of value, race 8, number 11. For the quaddie, first leg, 1, 3, 6, 7. Second leg, 1, 2, 4. Third leg, 5, 7, 12. And the last leg, we're going with 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, and 11. And I think the play of the day, the first race, I mentioned four horses there. Just boxed them up in a trifecta, $24 for a dollar, 4, 5, 7, and 9. I don't think there's a lot between them, and yet there's a little bit of discrepancy in the prices. So it's a good race to maybe play the trifecta.
4, 5, 7, and 9. Dino, the final fields have just dropped hot off the press for Turnbull Stakes Day. And, gee, it's a mouth-watering meeting. The Turnbull, a field of 15. Vow and Declare has drawn 10 with D. Oliver. Kingswell Dream has drawn Barrier 8. Surprise Baby, Barrier 1. Craig Williams, Warning, Barrier 7. Darla San, which Amy Carr's drawn Barrier 3. Master of Wine has drawn Barrier 4. King of Lear Grants, 14. Very Elegant, 9. Ocean X, 13. Harlem, 11. Finch, Barrier 5. Django Freeman, 6. Superstorm's an interesting runner, Barrier 12. And Toffee Tongue, Barrier 2. About how the Turnbull may pan out. Interesting, Barrier 1 surprise baby.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I would think he could aim for a midfield sort of role there. Trying to look through them to see whether the speed, I think they'd be happy with a middle to out of draw for Very Elegant. I'm really interested in Superstorm. It's an unusual preparation, but I think getting to Flemington in 2,000 metres won't be a disadvantage, and maybe shows that they're ruling the Golden Eagle out, and they're maybe heading towards a Cox Plate running at 2,000 metres. But under the set weights and penalties, he's so well treated in this race, Superstorm. Yeah, whether Django Freeman rolls forward, it's a fascinating race, and a bit of work to do there. It's on what's a magnificent program going through the fields, and that golden ticket for the Bart Cummings. It's certainly got a full subscription this year, 16 and 5 emergency. So it's a tremendous race.
Yeah. Well, I'll quickly whip through the Bart Cummings. Young Rascals drawn Barrier 5. Shared Ambition has drawn 9. So we need to find out, because I thought Shared Ambition was going to accept in the Metrop as well. Hackey's Barrier 6, Steel Prince has drawn Barrier 20. So he'll come in with scratchings. Lord Belvedere, Barrier 2, another one who's accepted in the Metrop. Sound, Barrier 3, Cariff 18, Credence 7, Pass of Glory 13, In Good Health 14, Admire Robson has drawn 4, Shabau 10, De Beer 11, Gamekeeper 17, Persan 15, Polly Gray 15, and then the emergency South Pacific Canane, Good Idea Supergirl, Roland Garris. So there's a few dual acceptors there, but who do you think are the main ones to win a ticket into the Cup, Dino?
Well, I was thinking, looking at the early markets, of Steel Prince would be very hard to beat. Those that have taken the earlier price, just shudder a little bit with Barrier 20, because he's a horse that loves to get cover and he can get a bit strong. So short run to the first turn there. It's a bad draw for any horse, but it really won't suit him. But so he'll need a bit of luck. Shabau's drawn reasonably well. I think he's suited. And yeah, these dual acceptors have to sort them out, which ones are going where.
And a bit of character building news this morning with Ain't No Deal Done, unlikely to go to the Derby as well.
Yeah, I'm dealing with it slowly, Michael, that's for sure. And not well.
I think a few of us are. Hopefully you can back a few winners today, Dino. Best of luck.
Thanks, Michael.